What about Pacheco rush attempts? So 15 and a half rush attempts.
15 and a half. I'm gonna say, the 49ers, I know they've come back from behind a couple of times. I think they're going to end up coming out ahead, which is part of the reason that I don't think he's gonna get all that yards. So I guess if I'm going under for 67 yards, I'm gonna go under for that 15 carries as well.
Makes sense. You're more optimistic than me, because I was gonna pick the over for that, but same thing. I think he's gonna hit the yardage. I'm really hoping I'm wrong, because if he's not getting those carries and they're having to throw, then that's great.
Is it great that Patrick Mahomes is going to be thrown that many times?
Well, it means they're losing. They're like game script wise, like what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So. Welcome in to Double Take with Matt and Jake. This is Jake, joined by Matt as always. What is today? Tuesday, February 6th. We're already into December 6th, Matt.
Well, not quite December 6th.
February 6th. That's,
it is fast.
You know what one of my favorite memes of all time is?
What?
The 30 Rock one where Tina Fey's like, "What a week, huh?" And Alec Baldwin's like, "It's Tuesday."
Oh, yeah.
Well, Tina Fey is, her and Amy Poehler, both separately and together,
they are really good.
Some of the funniest people on the planet.
Yeah. Do you think she's going to get SNL when Lorne Michaels retires?
Who's it up to, NBC?
I assume so, yeah.
And just be like the owner of it, I guess?
Yeah, or whatever, the showrunner, I guess. So she wouldn't be the head writer, but she'd be organizing, and she'd be the one picking which sketches go on and who's the host is.
She'd be good at it. I'd like her to be in it. I don't know if she would do that.
Yeah, I think it should be her or Seth Meyers, but I feel like Seth Meyers has got a show, and so I think it should be Tina Fey.
Is he okay with the late night show, though?
He seems to enjoy doing it.
I mean, Jimmy Fallon's not going to. Jimmy Fallon, I thought, was a funny actor.
Yeah.
Like, I'm kind of sad he's doing both him and Seth Meyers are doing the late night shows, because I never see him anymore.
Right. They're not just anything. Yeah. I don't know. Well, it is like, because Seth wasn't really like in the sketches like Jimmy Fallon was,
Yeah. Like, he was more like Weekend Update. Yeah.
Yeah.
But like Fever Pitch, that's a classic movie. When was the last time you saw Fever Pitch?
It's been a very, very long time.
I love that. I also feel like it's emblematic of me, like, not to that extreme, but like when the Giants are on versus when the Giants are not on.
Yes, you like, well, it's like, oh, this is a character that I relate to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, I relate to him as much as any other character in film.
Yeah, definitely a kind of a forgotten gem in the rom-com world.
So funny. So funny. Anyway, so we got a lot to talk about today. So NBA All-Star, we're going to do our NBA All-Star draft. Last week, Matt and I talked about the Super Bowl and made our picks. This week, we'll go through some prop bets and see, make our picks there. All-Star draft's going to be a big chunk of it. Obviously, we have the ick of the week. And I think I got a challenging top five, but also fun.
I'm excited.
Let's start with the ick, of course.
Of course.
So this one, I think you're gonna think is an ick.
Okay.
Last week you thought typing in lowercase was an ick, so
Yeah, I don't like that.
I think you'll also not like this one.
Okay.
It's ordering a bowl instead of a burrito. Like at Chipotle, if you don't get the burrito, you get like the bowl.
Oh yeah. Yeah, you just gotta get the burrito. Come on.
Yeah.
You're only alive once, just get the tortilla.
I went through a bowl phase, but at this point, I'm like, tortillas are fantastic.
I love a tortilla.
Carbs aren't bad for you.
Right, absolutely.
People, I'm not a nutritionist, but like I think a lot of science behind, like, just go all in. If you're gonna do it,
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, no. Get the tortilla.
Okay, so the next week's is pretty funny, but I thought you'd be I thought you'd be on Team Ick for that one.
Yeah, no, I'm on board.
Okay, let's do the All-Star Draft, because that's obviously one of our favorite shows of the year. And yeah.
Yeah, it's a bummer that the NBA is not continuing. They're just going back to the East-West format.
We're continuing
I
it
thought the
though.
draft was fun. Yeah, so no, we're gonna keep doing it for sure.
Yeah. And then we'll do the All-Star Draft and then some player props for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Or the big game, I think we're supposed to call it. I don't think the NFL knows who we are or cares who we are, but...
The big game?
I think we're supposed to call it the big game.
Oh, okay. Well, we can call it the big game.
Like, I saw a billboard in downtown Salt Lake that said, you know, it's for some restaurant talking about the big game, but it had the team logos and the Super Bowl trophy on it. So if you're trying to avoid copyright, I feel like all three of those are higher on the list.
You would think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wouldn't they want, because it's not like we're showing it on TV. You would think they would want us to advertise for them.
I don't get what the NFL on. I don't, literally most of their decisions I don't understand.
Yeah, doesn't make sense to me. But.
Did you see the 49ers field thing?
No, I haven't.
So, the 49ers practice field, UNLV, because the home team is Kansas City, so they're in the Raiders facilities.
And that's because... Well, no, the 49ers have a better record than them. So.
They might just switch off, because last year the Eagles were the home team.
That's weird.
They might just go NFC, AFC.
It should just be as a better record, but whatever.
Well, which is also a bummer, is the Niners home jerseys and the Chiefs road jerseys are both better.
Yes, yeah.
So it'd be a better uniform matchup the other way, too.
For sure, yeah.
So anyway, so NFL rules for the Super Bowl, you're supposed to have the field done by December. Last week, the NFL put in, new field, new sod at UNLV for the 49ers.
Uh-huh.
There's some, scale to measure, how firm the turf is. It's supposed to be at least 70.
Uh-huh.
The Raiders is at 78. The UNLV is only at about 50. So the Niners are complaining it's spongy. There's, seams in it. But there's not much they can do. A high school is just going to be crappy turf.
So the field is helping the Chiefs once again.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, this is different. Obviously, in the Eagles game, the Chiefs were also playing on that crappy field. Yours, you just have a whole new field that's just objectively worse.
Last year, the Eagles were more detrimental because they relied more on their pass rush than the Chiefs did. So it was more detrimental to the Eagles, even though it was on the same field.
I'll take that.
But, yeah, just completely different field. So if we lose, I'm blaming it on the field. I'm going to be petty.
I think we should. When we'll just go the rest of our lives talking about how the Chiefs won two Super Bowls because of the field.
Yeah. Hopefully that's not the case. I'm so nervous. I'm either going to be running in the street or crying.
Yeah.
Sunday.
It did. Winning the Super Bowl in 2017 really, really helped my nerves for the Super Bowl of last year. Now, the 49ers have obviously won more Super Bowls than the Eagles. But not really, not in your conscious memory, at least.
They were two when Steve Young won that one in 95.
Yeah.
I think it was the 94 season in 95. Because mm-hmm. we would have been two, right?
Yes.
February 95, yeah. They destroyed the Chargers. Murdered them.
Yeah.
Steve Young could have thrown. I think Steve Young, peak Steve Young is as good as peak anybody.
Yes.
One game of Steve Young, I would take over as anybody in football.
Yeah, no, that, you watch Steve Young highlights, it's just absolutely incredible.
Underrated, dude. Okay. So, All-Star Draft. So, here's what we're going to do. We'll go starters first and then the bench, of course.
Yes.
We're not going to draft Trae Young and Scotty Barnes because they're injury replacements. We're going with Joel Embiid, who will count as a starter, and Julius Randle.
Yes, and we are presuming that they would be healthy and they would play. And the object is, correct me if I'm wrong, is not to build the best team. It is the team that is most likely to win the All-Star game.
Yes.
Which is different than a regular NBA game.
We're drafting for the All-Star game.
Correct. Okay, very good.
Exactly right. I feel like you usually go first, so you just want to keep that tradition going?
I thought we were switching off. I'm happy to go first.
Do you remember who did it? I don't remember who went first last year.
I don't remember last year, but...
Well, would you rather do the starter or the bench first? I'll let you pick.
I can go... I'm not super excited about anybody on the bench in particular, so I can go first with the starters.
Okay.
And I think... Let's see. I think that I'm looking at this and, I don't know that either of these guys is going to play a ton of minutes, but I think you got to take Giannis or LeBron, number one.
We're assuming they would play normal All-Star. Because last year, I think Giannis played for, got a bucket and went out.
Yeah, well, that was because of his hand. But so
we're assuming, like, normal minutes.
Yeah, but I just mean in the sense that, like, LeBron is not going to be putting forth a ton of effort, even if he does play.
Yeah, I think you got to factor that in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still think I'm taking Giannis.
Okay. I think I'm going to go Kevin Durant.
You're going to go Kevin
Durant? So I'm guessing you're going LeBron.
Let me look at it. I mean, let me take, you know, just for the reason he may not, you know, put in the effort of some of these other guys, I'll take Jason Tatum, number two.
Okay.
For me.
North Carolina beat Duke. We didn't talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
That was great.
Yeah. But Jason Tatum, I think this could be, like, a year he's looking at us like, I'm going to go win All-Star Game MVP.
Didn't he? Was that last year or 2 years ago where he, like, dropped, like, 60 or something like that?
It was definitely recent. I don't remember specifically. But.
Yeah, that game, he was like, he is going for it.
Right.
Okay. So you got Giannis. I don't know why I said Giannis. You got Giannis. I'll go LeBron. He slipped too far.
Yeah, that's fair.
KD and LeBron, what a team.
And I will go someone who may just try to go, who I could see going try to get MVP. I'll go Luka, get a passer.
Interesting. Okay, that's not who I thought you were going to take. I will go Dame, speaking of someone who could go for MVP.
Yeah. That'd be good for him.
Where is the All-Star game? It's probably a dumb question.
It's not Minnesota. It's like Minnesota.
Indianapolis.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Halliburton's starting then. It's in Indianapolis.
Yeah. And that actually, you know, I want to get another passer in there. So I actually am going to take Halliburton with my next pick.
I am ecstatic about that because I'm going to take Jokic, and I didn't think he'd. I thought I was passing him up. So I'll take Jokic.
Okay. And then, let's see. I believe we have two more spots left for Shea and Joel Embiid.
Yeah.
I'm going to take, you know, I like Shea a lot, but I want a center. So let's go ahead and take Joel Embiid.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll go Shea. What a trade for the Thunder. They got Shea Alexander, Gilgeous Alexander, plus all those picks.
Yes, no, that was, yeah, incredible that they were able to pull that in. And, yeah, another week we're going to talk about the Clippers just being an absolute disaster and how this has not worked out. But, yeah, another week for that. But, yeah, phenomenal for them.
Yeah, we're going to start getting more into basketball. We're going to have to, like, come up with topics to talk about.
Yes, yeah.
Now the football's over.
I know, yeah, it is going to be a different vibe for the podcast, for sure.
We'll be able to have a Super Bowl recap episode and, like, NFL draft stuff, but... Going to be a lot of soccer and basketball, baseball coming up.
Yeah, which is going to be fun. I like talking about all that stuff.
Okay, so let's recap the starters, and then we'll go into the bench picks. I already got my first bench pick. So Matt's got Giannis, Tatum, Luka, Halliburton, Joel Embiid. I got KD, LeBron, Dame, Jokic, and SGA. I like my first three picks especially, but I feel pretty good about my whole team.
Yeah, I like mine. You know, getting Jokic was a great get from you, but I feel like with Halliburton and Luka, my passing is going
to
be fine.
Luka's good, yeah. Did you see the Jordans he wore? So they made, like, Tobacco Road Lukas that are, like, Carolina Blue.
Oh, that's cool.
They looked sick. Yeah. Like, I need new basketball shoes. I was looking at, like, Luka's shoes anyways just because I like Jordan, so I kind of might just get those.
You know, this is probably just because we... In Durham, we literally saw the tobacco factory. But Tobacco Road, in my mind, is more of a Durham thing than a North Carolina thing.
Even though it's, like, on the way, like, in the middle of it.
Yeah, I don't know why. It just seems like a Duke thing.
Durham does seem like more of a tobacco town than Chapel Hill.
Yeah.
As far as, like, that's just us making that up. But
yes, well... Yeah, because there is definitely a Durham outside of Duke that's a different
Durham kind of thing. Yeah, Durham and Duke are very different.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Durham's a bigger city, which would lead to more, like, industrial.
Right.
Do you remember that lady who, like, we were outside the Durham Bulls stadium?
Uh-huh.
And literally the thickest southern accent I've ever heard in my life. And we're literally in Durham, North Carolina, and I'm not even going to try to do the accent, but she's like, I never come up to the big city. Do you guys, can you help me find my way?
Oh, yeah. The big city.
And then I had to go get screws for my ankle's broken, so my scooter thing, so I went to, like, a hardware store.
Uh-huh.
And there were two guys sitting on rocking chairs smoking pipes out, like...
Yeah.
I was like, we are not in Utah anymore.
Yeah, what a great thing.
I was awesome.
Yeah.
The food place out there is fantastic.
Really is.
The did you see the pictures of, like, North Carolina posted on Franklin Street after the win, like, all the students?
No, I did not see those.
So it was right by, like, obviously it's on Franklin Street, which isn't that big, but, like, the chicken place that's gone that we ate to, or, like, mm-hmm. Sub Dogs.
Yeah.
Top of the Hill, which is, like, a rooftop, like, restaurant bar thing.
Uh-huh.
And Al's is, like, literally the highest quality meat, like, burger I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, it was so crazy how mediocre I really like the place. Every single ingredient was mediocre except for the meat, which is better than any steak I've ever had in my life.
Like, it wasn't bad. It was just, like, Hawaiian rolls and, like, regular tomatoes.
Yeah, that they got from just the Smiths that day.
And, like, Costco ketchup. And literally, like, the highest quality, best-tasting meat I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, I don't know how to explain it. It was just so good.
It was unbelievable. Honestly, I would go to North Carolina just, like, to go there to that barbecue place, Raleigh. Like,
absolutely incredible.
Yeah. Anyway, back to the draft. You gotta go Steph. I'm going Steph.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, you having Steph and Dame is really, really disappointing for
me. Yeah, I'm gonna be shooting lights out.
Yeah. Okay. So, I think there's a couple of places to go here. But, you know, I think I just need a lights-out three-point shooter. So let's go Devin Booker.
I was hoping you wouldn't take him. I was hoping to get him. Okay. You know, someone who could really just go nuts in an all-star game could be good, could be bad. I'm going to go Anthony Edwards.
That's fun. That's a fun player to have.
Yeah, sure. I mean, he's someone, if you're trying to get someone who's just going to not pass and just score, as like, that's Anthony Edwards. He does that for the Timberwolves.
For sure. Now, I don't think that this is the best player available, but I think he's having a heck of a year. I think that every other NBA players really like him. I think they're going to want to be getting him the ball. And that is Jalen Brunson.
Interesting. 27 points per game, Jalen Brunson.
Yeah. Yeah, Villanova alum.
He owes some of his contract to the Utah Jazz. I truly think that.
Yeah, man. That was a great, great series for him. And he has been playing great. Like, there are a lot of people that think he's the best point guard in the NBA right now, or at least is having the best point guard season.
He's very good, yeah. Because the Knicks gave him that big contract, and a lot of people are like, he like only did that in the playoffs. But he's been a very good player.
Yeah.
And the Knicks have been better because of it.
They definitely have.
I think I'm going to go... Remembering... It's between a couple people, but thinking of, like, effort and, like, scoring, I'm going to go Donovan Mitchell.
Okay, that's a good one. Yeah, Donovan Mitchell, I would have liked. It was not going to be my next pick.
I love Donovan Mitchell.
I do too, yeah. I hope he wins every championship the Jazz don't.
I wish he was still in Utah.
So, yeah, the person I wanted very, very badly that I'm glad you did not pick is Bam Adebayo.
That was another person I was thinking between.
I think he's a great, you know, all-star game type of a big.
He's one of my favorite players.
Yeah, you know, can handle the ball, go out to the three-point line even if he's not shooting, go inside, catch alley-oops.
Bam's great. Okay, I'm going to go... I'll go Anthony Davis. I haven't got any size in the bench yet, and I feel like if him and LeBron are on the floor at the same time, they could do their work.
Yeah, I can see that. So I've got two that I'm deciding. One I think... Actually, no. I'm just going to do it. I'm going to go Paul George.
Okay.
Because I want to be a little bit bigger, you know, get a little bit more three-point shooting in, you know, so.
Okay, so let's recap who's left. So, Paolo Banchero, Jaylen Brown, Tyrese Maxey, Kawhi, Karl-Anthony Towns, and Julius Randle. Right?
Yes. So
I'll go Jaylen Brown.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was deciding between, is those two guys.
Him and Paul George.
Him and Paul George, yeah. So I'll go, let's see, Kawhi, you know, obviously best player left. Don't know how much he's actually going to play in the All-Star game. You know, I think just get a little bit bigger, you know, catch some alley-oops. Let's go Julius Randle.
Okay, Julius Randle.
Julius Randle.
Okay, I'm just making sure I'm right. Okay, write it down right. Okay. Okay, so we got Paolo, Kawhi, Cat, and Tyrese Maxey. I'll go Kawhi. I don't think he's going to try that hard, but he's still very good.
For sure, yeah.
Like, that Spurs, we missed the two LeBron championships in Miami, but we were home when the Spurs won, like, and Kawhi won MVP.
Uh-huh.
He was so good.
He like, really was, yeah.
That season of Kawhi was one of the best players in the last, like, see, I think, I don't know statistically, but if I'm picking, like, individual players from the last, like, 10 or 15 years, that Kawhi would probably be in the top 5 to 7, I think.
Yeah.
Just without actually going through it.
Yeah, I agree with that. I guess I still have some BYU bias. Not for not recognizing how good he is, just not wanting him on my team.
That's fair. So, well, you're probably going to end up with Paolo Banchero, so.
Yeah. Oh, well, that actually, that's not who I'm going to pick. I do think that I am going to go Tyrese Maxey.
Okay. Just for kicks?
I have reasons, but I'll explain it after. But we're in the final three, so there's a little bit of who am I going to be left with?
Just because I told you you'd be left with Paolo? So is it, or you don't want Cat? Is that it?
I don't particularly want Cat.
All right, that's fair.
Yeah.
I'll take him. It's either that or Paolo, who was the best player on the most embarrassing Duke team in the history of Duke.
That's true, yeah. Well, I guess, and the other thing is, I didn't want Paolo and Cat because I already had a lot of forwards, so I just kind of needed another guard.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, between the two, I would rather have Banchero, though.
Look at his All-Star. He's just, like, seems, like, disinterested. He's, like, bothered to be there.
Well, that's just a picture. Like, I'm sure that's not his attitude.
He like, just, like, was talking so much trash, like, the year after, like, when he was in the NBA. He's like, dude, you lost at home and then in the Final Four, like, in Coach K's last season. Like, you don't get to say anything ever.
Yeah, I agree with that. I just, like, what am I going to do with Kat sitting out on the three-point line during an All-Star game?
Yeah, I'm hoping Kat has an injury replacement or something. Like, I love Jimmy Butler. I think, are there more different players than him and Jimmy Butler? Like Kat and Jimmy Butler?
Yeah, that is, I think I like the game of zones a little bit more than you did, but the Jimmy Butler Timberwolves episode of Game of Zones, it was just so good.
I liked him. I just like, I didn't watch him, not because I was against it. I'll just have to like go into YouTube and just go through them because that was a high quality production.
Yeah, no, there's... Like they're all good, but I think there's two or three that are just, like, 10 out of 10 perfect, yeah. And that's one of them.
I'll pull that up for sure. Okay, let's go through the rosters real quick. So, Matt's starters, Giannis, Jason Tatum, Luka, Halliburton, Embiid, bench, Devin Booker, Jalen Brunson, Bam Adebayo, Paul George, Julius Randle, Tyrese Maxey, Paolo Banchero, and then I got KD, LeBron, Dame, Jokic, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and then Steph, Anthony Edwards, Donovan Mitchell, Anthony Davis, Jaylen Brown, Kawhi, and Kat. I like my starters a lot more, but if I can get a lineup of KD, LeBron, Dame, Steph, and Anthony Edwards, that's scoring machine.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel good about that.
Yeah. No, it'd be a fun game. It'd be definitely fun rosters there. I'm just trying to, you know, comparing them to what's actually going to happen. It just... I don't know. No, like, I know West and East, it matters, I think, more in the NBA, certainly than baseball. I think more in the NFL, the divisions do, but it's just in an all-star game setting, like I don't feel like there's a conversation about whether the Eastern Conference or the Western Conference is better that there was even when we were in high school.
No. Yeah, because I remember growing up, it was like, oh, the West is so much better. And, like, I don't feel like anybody cares now. Part of it's because, like, they're playing more games. I guess they're not playing more games. I'm thinking of baseball, so I take that back. But for whatever reason, it was just, like, a very big talking point. Now, like, no one cares about it. I don't know why.
Right. So, I don't know. Yeah, it definitely has, the East has, you know, figured it out. I don't think it's as lopsided. Like, I think all of the worst teams are still in the East. But the top, there's, you know, as many top teams in the East as are in the West.
Do you think the East was actually as bad, or is just LeBron beat everybody every year, so it seemed like they were that bad?
Well, even before, like, just the teams, like, so imagine, like, even now I think this applies, but just think about when we were in high school, junior high. The Hawks, the Bobcats, the Hornets, maybe not at the same time. Pistons, except for 2004, have been bad. You know, the Raptors stunk for all those years. The Knicks stunk that whole time. Like, I still don't think of the Knicks as a good basketball team.
Because of that?
Yeah, well, just, yeah. Like, and I mean, even now, like, I know they're doing good this year, but, like,
the best they did, though, when we grew up was, like, Carmelo Anthony lost in the first round, I think.
Right, yeah. Yeah. And so, like, when we went to the Garden, it was neat, but it was like, what is all this history you guys are talking about? You haven't won the NBA in 50 years.
Yeah, Madison Square Garden was cool, but Boston Garden was cool just because it was like, oh, like, you know, Larry Bird and Kevin McHale and Bill Russell.
Here, yeah.
Yeah, and Madison Square Garden, like, oh, this is a famous arena.
Yeah.
And it was really cool. But, yeah, Boston Garden was more like actual basketball.
But, yeah, and, like, when we were growing up, like, the Bucks have really turned things around for themselves, which is great. But, like, the Pacers were a joke. You know, the Heat, until LeBron got there, were not very – or until Dwayne Wade, I should say,
yeah,
were not very interesting. You know, the Magic were a joke. Like, I think it's just there's so much garbage in the East.
Yeah. The West is – the floor in the West is generally higher.
Yeah.
The top of the East is caught up for sure, but the floor of the West – oh, that guy was in my mission.
The guy sitting next to Danny
Ainge? Yeah, it's Coop Range.
Oh.
So we're watching the Utah Jazz Thunder game. So Danny Ainge's son was, I think he was there the last, like, 6 months. So I'm not, like, close with him or anything. But the only reason I remember is because he's an Ainge.
Right, yes. No, that does sound vaguely familiar.
Seemed like a nice kid.
Yeah.
One time I met him.
Yeah.
Or two times or whatever.
Sure it was.
Okay, so yeah, I'll put out the All-Star Draft results on Twitter so you can vote for whose team you think would be better. Let's go through some Super Bowl props, shall we?
Let's do it.
So, should we keep track of these or just go through them?
We keep track of them, put them in the follow-up show.
I'll write them down, yeah. So give me a second here. Super Bowl, okay. And we'll just keep track of these for our purposes, of course. So I'm picking these at random. If there's any you want me to look up, let me know. So let's just go. Let's start with Mahomes' yards. So his passing yards over or under 261 and a half. So he'd have to get 262.
49ers have a great defense. It's the Super Bowl, though. I'm going to go over.
Okay. 261.5. I'll go over as well. Now, we haven't looked up any of the stats, like, on what he's done in the playoffs and things like that. So, this is just kind of blind, but it's funner that way. I was going to do basic ones, like, you know, rush yards, rush attempts, things like that. Isaiah Pacheco, rush yards, 67.5.
It's not a ton. No, I will ask you, I haven't watched, is he their number one running back?
Yeah, it's not like Christian McCaffrey number one, but sure. Yeah, he is the guy.
I mean, 67, it's like he could, I could see him just getting a 70-yard touchdown. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I will say, I think they're going to have to rely on Patrick Mahomes. I think that the front seven, front eight for 49ers is going to be good enough. I'll say under.
Okay. I'm going to say over just because I'm scarred from watching the Lions just walk down the field.
Yeah.
In that game. So I think Pacheco could break a couple. So I'm going to go over on that. What about Pacheco rush attempts? So 15 and a half rush attempts.
15 and a half. I'm going to say, you know, the 49ers, I know they've come back from behind a couple times. I think they're going to end up coming out ahead, which is part of the reason that I don't think he's going to get all that yard. So, yes, if I'm going under for 67 yards, I'm going to go under for that 15 carries as well.
Makes sense. You're more optimistic than me because I was going to pick the over for that. But same thing. I think he's going to hit the yardage. I'm really hoping I'm wrong because if he's not getting those carries and they're having to throw, then that's great.
Is it great that Patrick Mahomes is going to be throwing that many times?
Well, it means they're losing. Yeah. If they're, like, game script wise, you know, like what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So, okay, last Chiefs one. Let's go Travis Kelce receiving yards. So that is 71 and a half receiving yards.
This is what's
which gonna, is a lot.
That is a lot. He's a great tight end, but he's still a tight end. Here's what's going to happen. He's going to be 33, 34 yards. Maybe four receptions. Halfway through third quarter, Taylor Swift is going to step into the box. Travis Kelce is going to get a 60-yard touchdown pass.
So you're going over?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going over.
I'm going under because I think they're just going to blanket him with, like, Dre Greenlaw or Fred Warner, bring a safety over the top, have, like, Ambry Thomas cover or Lenore cover him in the slot. I think they're just going to try to let Marquez Valdes-Scantling beat him.
So one prediction based in story and one based in football analytics. We'll have to see what happens.
I think there's a good chance. It's because the prop, his reception, like a catch is 6.5. We can do that just for fun. Do you think he's going to go over that?
I actually, yeah, because that is another, like, it feels like the sort of thing where he would have like two, but then in the fourth quarter, Patrick Mahomes would throw to him like five times in a row.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go over.
Okay. Let's go to the Niners. So let's do Brock Purdy.
Wait, hold on. You didn't say over under.
Oh, sorry. I'm going to go under. Kind of same thing with the receptions. I think the Niners are just going to try to blanket him.
Yeah.
So I'm going under. So we agree on the Mahomes stuff. Differ on Pacheco, differ on Kelce, but we're on the opposite sides of those, respectively.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's go Purdy. Let's do yards, just because that's kind of a basic one. 248 and a half.
I'm going to say, man, gambling is hard.
Yeah.
It's a good thing I don't do it.
Yeah.
I will say under for him.
I think too. Marcus, or not Marcus Peters. I'm blanking on the cornerback who I love from Washington. Marcus Peters also went to Washington. Trent McDuffie.
Uh-huh.
That's why I was seeing Marcus Peters. Legarius, like, the secondary is really good. Pass rush is good. I think it'll be under 250. I think he'll make plays, but I think it'll be under 250 pass yards.
Chris Dunn, not him, but the way that he carries himself looks like he's the 52-year-old guy at the gym who's just going to smoke you in pickup.
Chris Dunn? Is he, like, hobbling or something?
No, just the way that he came on the court is just kind of, you know, shuffling, you know, and kind of his shoulders are drooped a little bit.
Yeah. I do love Chris Dunn. I liked him at Providence, so I'm glad he's on the Jazz.
Yeah, me too. It's been fun to that, you know, that we found him. And yeah, he's been having a great year.
Him and Sexton in Alabama, I also love. So, like, Markkanen in Arizona. Like, all these players I liked when they were in college. John Collins in Wake Forest. Like, they're on the Jazz now. It's fun.
It is fun. Yeah.
Okay. What about Brock Purdy rush yards? 12 and a half. That's not a lot. He had 48 against the Lions.
Yeah, I think. So it's basically like, it's like he needs to escape the pocket like twice.
Yeah. And so, but it's also counting sacks.
Oh, it's also counting
sack yards. Yeah. Are negative there.
Well, I was gonna say under even without sacks, just because I think, you know, Chris Jones is phenomenal. I don't think the rest of that Chiefs defensive line is as good. So I think he's going to be much more secure in the pocket than he was against the Lions. And so for that reason, I will say under.
Okay. I'm going to say over because I think he's going to go under pass yards, but he's going to have to make play, like do two or three of those if the Niners are going to win. I think it'll come down to that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go over there.
Yeah, that's a problem with that set is like one run might be enough to get that in the right situation. So.
Yeah, he had I think two that were more than that. But again, sacks count. So if the Chiefs get after him, like three or four sacks could knock him out of that.
Yeah.
Okay, McCaffrey, 89.5 rushing yards.
I will say over.
Okay, I'm going to say under just because Chiefs defensive front is super good.
Yeah.
And we saw what they did to Baltimore.
That's true.
So I'm going to say under for that. Okay, let's go. Let's do, they don't have any for Debo, so let's do Kittle. Let's do Kittle. Do you want to do yards or receptions or both?
We can, whatever we did for Travis.
We did both for Travis, so let's do both for Kittle. So Kittle yards is 48.5.
I think I'll go under.
I'll go under too. I think he'll have a couple, like one or two big plays, but I think he'll be under that. I'm worried I'm picking a lot of Niners unders. Kittle catches 3.5. Not a lot.
It's not a lot. I think he can go over that.
I think he can too. So we're going over 3.5 catches, but under 48.5 yards. So basically, maybe like a 10-yard out, a little screen, you know, stuff like that.
Right.
Here's the thing. He, like, against the Lions or the Packers, he had that, like, 25-yard, like, seam route. Like, even if he gets one of those, he'd have to get another. It's possible he goes over easily, that 48, but I think there's a chance. I think Debo is more likely to – I think Debo's going to have a bigger game than Kittle from a yards perspective.
Yeah, I think that Debo having a big game is almost necessary for you guys.
I'll go under 3.5 receptions for Kittle just to switch it up.
Okay.
No, I'll go over. No, because that's four. I'll go over.
Do what you think.
Because we differ enough.
Uh-huh.
I do, yeah, Debo is, well, we, like, just in general, we've talked about without him, how different and how much worse the offense is.
Mm-hmm.
So, Christian McCaffrey, just dropped my laptop. So, McCaffrey's going to be, I think he'll get his yards. I don't think he'll get 90, but I think it'll be tough sledding for him. I think Debo's going to need to do what he did to Philadelphia and break two or three of those screen passes.
Yeah.
I think that'll be the key. I think that and Brock Purdy being able to scramble and create, he's done that, you know, finding Juwan Jennings, finding Kittle. Like, if Brock Purdy, he can't start slow like he did in the first two games.
Right, yeah.
And he's going to need to be on his A game. And they're going to have to get first downs because, like, the Chiefs' first two drives against Baltimore took 15 minutes. That's a whole quarter.
Yeah.
So they can't do that.
No, yeah. It does feel like Brock Purdy, it's in the Super Bowl. He's going to have to play the best he possibly can because Mahomes is going to have two or three drives that he'll just be unstoppable.
Mahomes is going to do his thing.
Yeah, and so Brock Purdy, yeah, like you said, has to be perfect, has to be. I'm not super worried about turnovers. That doesn't concern me as much with Brock Purdy, especially with all of his guys on the field.
Yeah.
It's just like, yeah, you know, if there's ever an opportunity, you have to score.
Yeah.
Because, like, how many are you going to get?
Field goals in the red zone, and our kicker sucks. But, like, even if he makes the field goals in the red zone, like, you're only going to get down there so many times. You got to get touchdowns.
Yeah.
So, we'll see what happens.
Big thing, yeah. Touchdowns in the red zone has been kind of the theme of this podcast, or one of them.
It's important. Besides turnovers, it's the most important, I think, an easy way to lose is get field goals in the red zone.
I'll tell you, watching the Eagles this whole season, it certainly felt like it.
It's a lot of points.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember we were in high school, we were playing outs our junior year at the playoffs. We got three trips inside their 10 and kicked three field goals, and I was like, we lost. Like, and then we never crossed the 20 again.
Yeah.
Like, stuff.
It is.
Ready for the top five?
Let's do it.
Okay. There's a lot of options here, so that's why I give you some hints. It's the top five party schools in the country.
Okay, and this is based on what?
Niche.com.
Okay.
But it seems accurate.
All right.
But they didn't provide, like, the data set.
Yeah, okay, that's fair.
But just kind of general what you think, what you hear about.
Okay, cool. Well, if Arizona State is not on this, then that would be crazy.
They're not even in the top 10.
That,
actually.
That's ridiculous.
So take that for what it will. They're not, I'm down to 17 and they're not here yet.
Okay, so.
That's the only one that's like a major surprise, I think. They're not even in the top 25 on this.
So I would say a New York school, but it's all like NYU and Columbia, which is like, if you're paying to live there, then I feel like you're not taking partying super seriously. Like, are these all Power 5 schools?
Four of them are.
Four of them
and are. I will give you a hint. One of them is in New York.
One of them is in New York?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's...
Wait, three of them are Power 5 schools.
Three of them are Power 5 schools.
Yeah.
Are they... Let me just think about the other two. Are they, like... Would they play in March Madness, the other two?
Yeah. Yeah. One of them is in, like...
Or let me say this. Have they played in March Madness recently enough that I would remember?
One of them has for sure. The other one, I don't know, but they're in, like, that next tier of conferences, like Conference USA, Mountain West, American Conference.
Okay.
And then the one that has played for sure is smaller than that, but it's been there.
Okay, cool. So, I want to say...
The three Power 5 schools are public.
Okay, cool. So, I just kind of want to get some brainstorming out before I put in some official picks.
Yeah.
That one that is smaller, I think that's going to be the New York school. That's my guess. I think Syracuse is Power 5, so it's not going to be them. I think St. John's is a candidate potentially for that. But let's start knocking out these three Power 5.
I will say schools. Some of what you just said is not correct.
Okay. Well, that's good to know.
It's tough, so I'm trying to help you a little bit.
Yeah. So, I mean, Las Vegas, UNLV, I mean, this is the same sort of thinking that made me miss out on Arizona State. But if that could be our Mountain West Conference USA tier, it would be crazy if Las Vegas was not in there. So let's go UNLV.
They are not in there.
No UNLV or Arizona. I have a feeling I'm going to disagree with this list.
I think, yeah, it's very subjective, but, like, the schools are, like, you could see them being party schools.
Okay.
I'll give you a hint. The small school is a UC school. The small school is a UC school.
Is a UC school. Oh, okay.
So it's not San Diego State.
It's a UC, and they've been to the March Madness.
Yeah.
Fairly recently.
And you've been to the city that it's in.
And I've been to the city. Okay, so.
I guess you've been to most places where there's a UC
school. Yeah, we've driven all the way up the coast of California, yeah. So that doesn't help. But I'm thinking UC Irvine, UC San Diego, UC Santa Barbara are some that I'm thinking for that. You don't have to give me a hint on those three.
Okay.
But I want to guess some of these Power 5. So, you know, maybe a Texas school, maybe a Florida school. I mean, Miami, this has knocked me out for my two guesses. But Miami can't not be on this list. It's a city that exists to party. The University
is that
of Miami.
A guess?
Yes, that's a guess.
That's not.
How could Miami not?
That's
be
not
on
even
it?
On the list.
What? That doesn't make sense. Okay, well, let me just. I already have three strikes. Let me just guess. UC Santa Barbara.
That's number one.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. And then I know I'm already out. Let's just say University of Texas. Austin.
No.
Okay.
That's in the top 25, though.
Okay.
Now, you were on track, very on track with a lot of your things.
Yeah.
Let me give you the states that the remaining ones are in.
Okay.
Florida, Louisiana, Alabama, and New York.
Okay, it's Florida, Louisiana, Alabama, New York.
Yeah.
So it's got to be Alabama or Auburn.
You don't think South Alabama gets after it?
Well, you already told me it's a Power Five school.
Oh yeah.
So it's, I mean, unless there's a Power Five school in Alabama, I'm forgetting about.
No, it's only those two.
Yeah. Let's just say Auburn.
It's Alabama.
It's Alabama.
Yeah.
Okay. Louisiana one can't not be LSU.
Maybe this list isn't accurate. It's Tulane, according to this.
Tulane's not a Power Five school.
I didn't say they were.
But
that was the like Conference USA American Conference one.
Oh, is Syracuse it? And that threw off my counting.
Yeah.
Oh, that's annoying.
Syracuse is number five.
That's
tough. You said I have to give you a hint on that.
Yeah. Specifically that. Okay.
The Florida one's like what I think of when I think of party school. I go to this.
Okay, yeah. So let me just say I obviously would have guessed Tulane because they're in New Orleans. The Power Five thing threw me off, but that was my fault, not yours. So Florida. Well, yeah. When I think of partying, I think of Miami, though.
But like as a city, but Miami's a private school.
Oh yeah, I guess that's true.
I mean, yeah, I'm sure there is lots of partying there.
Yeah.
But like any Florida school, but
right. I mean, yeah, I don't know. Let's just say Florida.
Florida State.
Okay.
See, that to me is like the a de facto party school is Florida State.
Yeah, I guess I'm not plugged into the party culture.
I guess I a little bit more than you. I mean, we both went to BYU.
Yeah.
At the end of the day. But
I mean, I'm sorry. UNLV and Arizona State not being on there, I think.
Arizona State not being on there is crazy.
It's bananas.
Yeah. Now, some other notable schools in the top 25. Howard, I looked at two lists. Howard was in the top 10 of both of those.
Okay.
Wisconsin, which makes sense. I've had friends who went to the University of Wisconsin. That
yeah, like. Yeah.
Georgia, Ole Miss is 13 on this list. I'm surprised that's not higher. San Diego State, I thought would be higher. Boulder, like Colorado, I've heard is like a top three or five school. That's only 19 on this list. But I've heard like Colorado is one of the biggest ones in the country.
Uh-huh.
Texas is 24 on this list.
Yeah. Honestly, if you told me Wisconsin was number one, that would not surprise me at all.
Miami's number 28. Vanderbilt's 31. There's no way Vanderbilt is a bigger party school, or the University of Virginia or the University of Delaware. Any of these schools, Arizona State not being on here is unbelievable.
Yeah, that's got to be like they just forgot.
Yeah. But University of Arizona, I'll tell you, I've been to parties like at both University of both Arizona schools. They both should be at the top. I've also been to the USC, like an athlete's house party. USC was number 6 on this list, so I see that.
Uh-huh.
Texas Tech is 44. That should be higher.
Yeah, I was thinking A&M potentially.
Also, East Carolina's 46. That should be higher. That's like the party school in North Carolina.
Yeah, I see that.
So that should be higher.
Yeah, well, and like we've seen, you know, I don't think either of us have been to a party in North Carolina, but I know McKay posted some pictures out there and just. You know, maybe they're too connected to sports to be like a party.
Well, that's why ECU is big because they have enough sports where they can like go to football games and then go to the bars after.
Yeah.
But it's not like the thing.
Yes. You know? Like you're not too happy or depressed to interfere with the party.
With the drinking, yeah.
Yes.
Also, this says UCLA is 48 and LSU at 49. There's not a chance that UCLA is more than LSU.
Yeah, that doesn't seem right.
So. We'll count this as a draw because, like, Arizona State wasn't even on the list.
Yeah. Okay. I'm okay with that.
But I do, like, Syracuse, I've heard, is actually a big party school. Florida State, Tulane, I could see just because it's New Orleans. It has a 10% acceptance rate. Did you know that?
Tulane does?
Yeah.
That doesn't surprise. I mean, I wouldn't think it would be 10, but I would think that's pretty high.
10's pretty low. Like, aren't.
Yeah. I mean, it's a really good school.
I didn't realize it was like that good.
Yeah.
Is it really small too?
Yeah, I think it's pretty small.
That makes sense.
Yeah, well, New Orleans expensive? I mean, I guess it depends on the part of New Orleans.
Well, it's like the poorest place in the country, isn't it? So I'm sure there are some very nice parts.
There are some very nice parts in New Orleans. New Orleans might be the most unique place in the world.
Definitely in the country.
Like, they have about 30 dishes that you don't eat anywhere else in the country. You know, and you've got all the French culture and the Cajun culture and the Black culture. And it's just so... Like, there's just absolutely nothing. I really think in the world just because of the way that everything came together and the way that didn't happen anywhere else in the country.
Well, yeah, just because that was the only place the French were. Everywhere else was Spain or England. Combined with all the other stuff you said.
Right, yeah. So, yeah, really, really, really cool place. Pretty in parts. Yeah. So go to New Orleans if you haven't checked it out.
I do like the restaurants that are on, like, the balcony, like, the second floor of those, like, buildings.
Yeah.
Those are cool.
Right.
Or, like, that massive church they have, or, like the cable. It's a cool city.
Mm-hmm.
Cool city. Yeah, I don't know. That's the thing with college parties, like, or college towns. Like, how do you rate?
Yeah, like, is it based on alcohol consumption, or is there a meter for how much fun people are having?
If it's alcohol consumption, I would think Wisconsin would be number one. I had that friend from Arizona, Jesse, who went to Wisconsin. She went, like, we would go to, like, different people's houses for pool parties. And one time she brought a 24-pack of Miller Lite for her. Like, she brought one for everyone else, one for her. She literally drank the whole thing.
That's like I couldn't drink that much water.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, it was
like, insane. Was she just in the bathroom the whole time?
No, she was kind of, like, in and out of, like, naps in, like, the pool. And I think there was a football game on, like, we were watching. Like, we were there, like, all day.
Yeah.
And it was also, like, 110 degrees, too.
Like, did she... eat food? Like, just, like, there wouldn't be room in the stomach.
I don't know. I just remember the drive. I drove her home. It was a very fun drive home.
Because, like, that's so much that I've ceased to be concerned with the alcohol content. And just, like...
the volume.
Yeah, like, yeah. That's, like, you can die from drinking too much water.
It's...
You know?
It's the most I've ever seen anyone drink by about 20 beers.
Yeah, of anything.
Yeah, of, like, literally anything.
Oh, that's amazing.
It was, yeah. The Wisconsin, they're built differently.
Yeah. Shout out to Jesse. I met her once or twice.
Super nice person.
Yeah.
I saw a map. It was just, like, general alcohol consumption by county. Uh-huh. And Utah was, like, white. It was, right. Like, the darker it is. And Wisconsin was, like, navy blue. Just straight navy blue.
Yeah.
And Utah was, like, there was one, like, county that was, like, light blue. Uh-huh. Somewhere else. It was funny. She's a nice person. Anyway. So those are party schools. Santa Barbara, number one, isn't surprising. Appreciate everybody listening. So next week we'll do Super Bowl recap. MLS is starting, so we'll do an MLS preview. Talk about the All-Star. Actually, the All-Star game isn't until next week, so we won't talk about the All-Star game. We'll maybe revisit the drafts just for fun. And we'll talk to you guys next week.